Today we're talking about working in an office and the things that come along with it.
And this is for all you office workers out there who are gaining weight by sitting in a chair all day long. Let's talk about that vid.
Okay.
Welcome to ICRT FM 100. This is VidTalk, brought to you by VoiceTube. Our website is voicetube.com/radio. Check it out. My name is JR and my co-host,
Ray.
That's right. We're here together every Monday night, 8 to 8:30 p.m. Fortunately for three more weeks only.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so sad, by the way.
But life goes on, yeah.
Yeah, life goes on. You'll go on without us.
What was that?
But you know what? We're going to have fun with the last 3 weeks here on the show, right?
Yeah,
we choose videos that are viral on the internet. That's right. What we do.
Yeah.
And we teach you the English within it, and we make fun of it as well,
right? Yep. Okay, Vid Talk 就是 Video Talk。那我们每一个礼拜呢，都会讨论一个有趣的影片，并且教你里面的英文。那我们这个呢，是我们还剩三集嘛，我们 VidTalk 三集 ，right？ 我们还有三集的 VidTalk， 希望在这三集这三个礼拜的时间呢当中，可以呢跟大家好好的共度，然后也可以教大家非常有用又有趣的英文。
嗯哼 ，That's right. So today we got a video for you, and the title is 15 things that will inevitably happen when you work in an office Chinese.
Right. 这是当你在办公室工作时，十五件一定会发生的事情。
And this is really funny because it is actually true.
Yeah, most of it, for the most part.Is true.
After seeing the video, yeah.
Pretty accurate.
Right.
So what we're going to do is we're going to pick out some of the things from within the video,
mm-hmm.
because they talked about 15 things, mm-hmm. right, that will happen. We're going to pick out 10.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk about it. We're going to see if it's accurate.
And you can think about your office environment and see if it's true for you, right?
Yep.
So the first one is wearing fine clothing to the office, but at the end of the day, you eventually come to a point where you don't give a...
yeah, in the
you
video.
You don't care anymore.
Wearing fine clothing. I mean, like, if I think back to the first day of work, I didn't wear fine clothing because, to be honest, I see everyone not wearing fine clothing. That's why
it's kind of free here at VoiceTube.
Yeah, I felt like I'm not obliged to wear like shirts.
You don't have
and
to dress
ties.
Up.
Yeah. So we just wear t-shirts.
And you know, by the way, for you know DJs, for radio hosts, we're not seen on the screen.
Yeah.
You
know?
So
yeah.
We kind of just like, you know, be casual.
Yeah, we're just like all naked here. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, that's you, right? This is getting awkward. It's getting awkward.
Oh, we're just kidding, right? We dress properly, right? Even when we're not seen.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. All right.
So first point, I think, kind of, but it depends on your work environment, really.
Yeah, it depends on
what your dress code is. Some companies that have like very strict dress codes, you have to dress in a certain way to...
Especially in like Japanese companies.
Yeah. To appear more professional.
But if you're in like Google or Microsoft,
yeah, or maybe.
VoiceTube.
Yeah, maybe more casual.
By the way, we're hiring. Go to our website.
Yeah, internet
we're more casual.
Internet companies are more casual, I think.
Yeah.
So it depends on your work environment.
The dress code.
First point. Okay, second thing. Second point, all right, no matter who you are, you will develop an addiction to caffeine.
Like coffee.
Yeah, like coffee. We talked about caffeine, I think, a couple weeks back, right?
Last week.
Yeah, last week. We talked about the different effects of caffeine on our brain.
Right.
And how it boosts our energy levels. Mm-hmm. And I believe a lot of office workers drink coffee.
To stay awake at work, because you have long hours and it gets pretty tiring in the end. But unfortunately, this doesn't apply to the both of us.
Yeah, not really.
Because we're like kind of allergic to caffeine.
Yeah,
we get too hyper.
Yeah, we can't take it.
Yeah, it gives me a headache. So that doesn't work for me, but to a lot of people
maybe
who are working, I think it's true.
Yeah.
Because when you're on the MRT in the morning, like a lot of people have their Starbucks in their hands.
Yeah.
And they can't drink it on the MRT, so they're like looking at their Starbucks.
Or, I don't know, but for our office, I don't think a lot of people drink coffee. Maybe just for breakfast, they have a little cup of coffee.
I don't see them drinking coffee here at VoiceTube.
I don't see... Well, we definitely wouldn't say that we're addicted to coffee. Because if you say you're addicted, that means
you have drink to, it a lot.
Yeah, you have to drink it every day.
Yeah.
Like, compulsively. Mm-hmm. That's addiction.
But not here at VoiceTube. It's probably because we're all young. But all of us are young, so we're energetic and we're all pumped up all the time.
Yeah.
That's what I see here at VoiceTube.
Yeah,
so join us. We're hiring.
Okay. Okay, third thing, you will fall into one of two camps, the ones who are constantly freezing or the ones who are constantly hot.
Due to the air conditioning, of
course.
Okay,
which one are you? Which camp are you?
You know, because we work in a studio,
uh-huh.
It's always cold in here because you have to cool down the machines.
The machines, yeah.
You got to keep them cool or else they might go out of order.
Uh-huh.
So I'm the freezing camp.
Okay.
I'm always freaking cold.
Let me think. I think I like colder environments compared to like really stuffy hot.
Well, it keeps you focused.
Yeah.
It does.
Yeah. If it's really cold.
Yeah. It keeps you more on your toes, like all focused and concentrated on your work.
Yeah. So I would say I'm the one who's constantly hot.
Yeah. But on the other hand, there's always colleagues that find it too hot and they're like, hey, turn on the AC stronger. Yeah.
And then there's always someone who finds it too cold and it's like summer. They bring a sweater to the office and wearing like
the catching colds during summertime.
Jumpers, yeah. So
it's always the air conditioning fight.
I think this is pretty accurate. Yeah, people, they have different sensitivity to heat, to coldness. So I think this is pretty accurate.
But me and Ray, we're camp freezing cold.
Yeah, okay, I think so too.
Yeah.
Okay, fourth point. You will begin with one personal item in your drawer. And then one day you will discover that your whole life is in there.
All your stuff is in there.
In the video, it's pretty interesting because it really started with one like notebook.
Yeah.
And then they started to add stuff into that one drawer.
And it got filled with
a lot of different gadgets and stuff.
Yeah.
I think this is true for me.
And not true for me.
Oh, not true for you, really?
Because I don't have a desk here.
Oh, right.
I do my show once per week.
Yeah, you only come in. Yeah, you only come
I don't have a desk here. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But it's definitely true for you because I've seen your desk.
Yeah, it's piled with... It's
pretty piled up with a lot of stuff.
Piled up with a lot of stuff. With books, little notepads, little pieces of random paper. Of course, my laptop.
But you can tell that Ray is a very diligent person because he studies a lot. He reads a lot of books. He's very diligent in his work. You can
tell. Well, by my desk.
Yeah, but you can clean up your desktop for once in a while.
Well, it gives you the impression that I'm diligent. I think, that's the least I can say.
Yeah.
Okay, so I think in regular office, some office, they have very strict policies on what kind of things you can bring to the office. Mm-hmm. So some office, they like to keep it lean. They like to keep a lean environment and it's kind of more like an open workspace. Then you probably wouldn't be able to bring in too much personal stuff.
Right.
But I think if you have personal stuff scattered, littered around you, you feel more at ease. You feel more at home.
Yeah, it's like you're at home. You're working in your own environment.
Yeah.
You're in your own circle, your safe zone. So the next point in the video is that they mentioned there's always that colleague in the office that creeps you out.
Oh, yeah. No, I can't say that because we work in
a very
really small
office.
We can't say anything bad because it would be too obvious.
That's right.
Who we're referring
to. We're probably the creepiest too in the office, me and Ray.
Yeah, the noisiest
as well. Yeah, we're the noisiest. So getting on to the next point. What's the next point?
You will get exceptionally well at hiding Facebook.
Well, you know, it's not true here because we're actually really open to all of you. Like his Facebook is Ray Do English.
Yeah, yours is JR Lee Radio.
That's right.
Yeah, it's like, it's no secret.
Yeah, we use Facebook all the time at work.
Okay. But that's not what the video meant. The video meant because you're working and then you should be working.
Yeah.
But then you're procrastinating by getting on to Facebook. But whenever someone walks by, you need to hide it.
Right. So, and that is true for a lot of office workers and a lot of people I know. And there's even companies that block out like Line
block out Facebook
at their office,
yeah.
Which is cruel. That's cruel. That's totally cruel. Inhuman.
Yeah. But I think, I don't know, will it boost productivity?
It will. It definitely will.
Yeah, it makes sense, but it's cruel.
So from the boss's point of view, good call.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, we shouldn't say that. I don't want Richard to block Facebook.
Yeah. No, we have.
Forget about it. Right. It doesn't work.
We need publicity.
Yeah. It does not work. Right. Do not block Facebook. Yeah. Please.
We need exposure to the public, Richard.
Okay. Let's go on to the next point.
You're gonna gain weight from free food at the office.
That is so true.
Definitely true. VoiceTube.
Yeah. Yeah. We have free food everywhere. In every single corner, you can find free
food.
Too much free food.
Like, we used to have so much
feeding me.
Doritos. Like, we got sick of Doritos to some point.
Chips, Doritos, snacks. And because we have free snacks, right? And then we also have people that bring in snacks
and share with other people.
Share it with other people if they went on like a vacation during the weekend and bought a lot of like local goods. They will bring it to the office and share with everyone because it's kind of we're kind of like a small office, so we share things around. So there's always gonna be food on the counter, and I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
It's good for the sharing atmosphere.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, but for the weight. Well, it's not a good.
Yeah, not really good.
Not really.
For most offices, I'm not sure for other offices, is it true? Do you guys have free food just around your office?
I worked at other offices before. We do. We have a lot of free food. Mostly in Western companies because, it's a sharing environment. Everybody gets, more casual, more easygoing.
Yeah.
That's a good thing for that point of view.
And also, if your workers are well-fed and not hungry, they're more productive.
Yeah, but on the other hand, the more you eat,
the sleepier you get.
So.
It's double-sided.
Yeah,
you have to find a balance. Okay, next one. You will fantasize doing strange things to your coworkers. In the video, it's pretty funny. In the video, it showed that this bald guy was imagining like fixing someone's hair and like rubbing it,
washing his
scalp.
Hair.
Yeah, washing his hair.
Massaging his scalp.
Yeah, fantasizing about doing that. Not actually doing it, but fantasizing about it.
That is weird. That is.
Do you fantasize doing anything to me, JR?
This is awkward. This is awkward.
I hope not.
Now I feel like punching you.
Well, do we think about? I think about. I put myself in very strange situations with my coworkers, especially like really bad, like worst case scenarios. I think that's a way of coping with stress for me, in a sense. I put myself in these kind of like never going to happen worst case scenario so that I can feel a little bit safe that, it's not going to happen.
Well, at least that's not going to happen.
Yeah, so something that will really happen will not be as bad as that.
Right.
So, I don't know. It's kind of weird. A weird habit. A weird dark fantasy that I always have in my head.
Yeah, Ray,
strange. It's
Ray.
Weird. Yeah, I'm weird.
You're weird.
Okay. Moving on to the last point.
Forming a group of friends in the office.
Hey, JR, Ray. How are you?
Johnny, we're on the air.
We're still on the air.
Get out.
Okay, so these are the types of friends you'll make in the office.
Yeah, that was surprising. So yeah, those are the things that'll happen in your office on a daily basis. And if you find some things in common with your working environment, well, we're glad that's happening.
Yeah.
Or maybe not.
I think it's good to have friends in the office because when you're stressed at work, you need someone that understands your situation, understands your workload.
Yeah.
And is willing to listen to you.
But understand that sometimes you're still on the air and
not coming in, barging in.
During the show.
Yeah.
That was Johnny, by the way. That's our is it
COO?
COO? All right. All right. So go to our website and check out the video and see if there are things that happen in your working environment.
Yeah, all that right? corresponds to this video. It's voicetube.com/radio. Go to our website and check out this video.
We'll be back in a sec. And back to ICRT FM 100. This is VidTalk brought to you by VoiceTube every Monday night, 8 to 8:30 p.m. here on the airwaves. This is me, JR,
and Ray.
And we're here in the second part of the show where we teach you the English within this clip that we're talking about.
Yep, 所以这个是 VidTalk 的第二部分，我们会讨论一下影片里面所使用的五个单字或者是片语。那这个影片呢，就是讲到有关于办公室里面会发生的事情嘛，所以呢，我们选了五个里面相关的例句。那我们来看一下第一句是什么。
So the first sentence is,
This is an office. It is where many of you will spend the majority of your waking life.
这是间办公室，这是很多人会花大部分醒着的时间在的地方。
This is an office. It is where many of you will spend the majority of your waking life.
So here we're looking at the majority of.The majority, what does that mean? The majority of?
The most of, a large part of.
Yeah, 大部分的大部分、mm-hmm. Majority 就是大部分嘛，它的相反词是 minority.
The minority.
Right, so majority and minority. Right. 所以 the majority of something, the majority of your waking life, 你醒着的时间大部分都会花在这个地方。Mm. Okay.
Now here's an example. The majority of our audience enjoys our show.
What about the rest?
The rest doesn't matter.
okay. So the majority of our audience enjoys our show. 大部分我们的听众都喜欢我们的节目。That's what that meant. The majority of.
And Ray asked, 剩下来的人怎么办嘞？
然后 JR 说没有关系，不管他们。
Okay, second sentence.
You will fall into one of two camps. The people who are always freezing.Or the people who are constantly hot.
你会落入两个阵营之一，一个是永远在寒冷的那群人，或者是一直在喊热的那群人。
You will fall into one of two camps: the people who are always freezing, or the people who are constantly hot.
Okay, you will fall into one of two camps. 这是我们要看的哦。What does that mean? One of two camps.
One of two sides, one of two teams.
Right. So camp 就是一个阵营嘛，像打仗的阵营、mm-hmm. ，right？ 有点像 Team A, Team B, or、mm-hmm. Group One, Group Two.
Right.
Camp One, Camp Two. 所以你在两个阵营之间选一个，所以通常是相反的，通常是相反的。Mm-hmm.
So here's an example for you. Pick sides between Ray and JR.
So, are you Team Ray or are you Team JR?Okay, wait. We'll give you like a third option. You can't just be Team VidTalk.
Yeah. Or just Team JR.
Okay, let's go to our next sentence.
Next sentence.
Someone in your office will creep you out. And you will bond with someone else over mutually being creeped out.
办公室里会有个人让你吓个半死，你会跟一样被吓到的人产生某种连结。
Someone in your office will creep you out, and you will bond with someone else over mutually being creeped out.
Okay, 我们这边要看的是 creep someone out, creep you out. What does creep someone out mean?
Creep you out, creep someone out means to freak someone out, to、
okay.
freak you out.
Yep, 所以就让你吓到的意思啦。
有点让你觉得很阴森、很奇怪的。
就 creepy 嘛 creepy.
Yeah, creepy. Yeah,
creepy 就是很阴森、很奇怪，让你吓到的。
Well, that guy's creepy.
Right, like a creepy movie. 就是惊悚片啊，就是会让你就是鬼片的感觉。然后还有另外 creep， 它可以当作名词哦。He's a creep， 它是一个、like、变态啊，
怪胎，
对不对、
right.
？He's a creep。然后 so creep it's not a very good word， it's kind of offensive， but if you say a creep someone out， 就是被吓到的感觉。
Right.
So creep you out， freak you out，
yeah， in a negative way usually。
Yeah， negative way， yeah。
So here's an example， honestly， just a question for Ray， honestly， who in the office creeps you out？
We talked about this just now, right? We have a small office. We can't name names, right?、
Yeah.
But this particular person, he、does this radio show with me.
Wow, I have the honor of creeping you out.
I'm just kidding.
I'm the creep.
I'm just kidding. Yeah, okay.
Now, we're good friends.、Yeah. We like to joke around.
Yeah.
Like, he's actually the real creep. All right, next sentence. Sentence number four.
You'll come face to face with a coworker in the restroom and realize that they don't wash their hands, and that will change everything.
你会跟某位同事在厕所里面面对面遇到，然后发现他们不洗手，而这会改变一切。
Oh, that's awful. You'll come face to face with a coworker in the restroom and realize that they don't wash their hands, and that will change everything.
So come face to face with, what does that mean?
Come, to confront.
Yeah, to confront, 就是面对面了 face to face, 面对面。Right, so you come face to face with a coworker in the bathroom, in the restroom.
Yeah.
所以你在跟同事在 这个厕所出来面对面。
You know the worst thing that would that could ever happen to you in the office is
yeah what
would be you coming face to face with your boss in the bathroom. Like, what should I tell him? How's your wife doing? I heard your dog had puppies. Oh gosh, can I have a raise? It's awkward.
A little bit maybe.
Yeah. You don't want that to happen to you. Okay, especially when he's urinating.
All right, let's just move on. Yeah, it's too awkward.
Next sentence.
At some point, you'll bring a personal friend to visit, and it will be unexpectedly awkward to introduce them to anyone you work with.
有时候你会带你私下的好友来办公室，而事情会变得意外的尴尬。
At some point, you'll bring a personal friend to visit, and it will be unexpectedly awkward to introduce them to anyone you work with.
Okay, awkward. 我们上一次有讲到，我们上次是讲到 embarrassed, right?、Yeah. 上个礼拜讲到 embarrassed by something, and then this is awkward.
尴尬。
那我们今天要看的其实是 at some point.What does that mean?
At some point means at a certain time.
Right, at a certain time.、Mm. So, 这个 point 就是 a point in time. 所以在某一段、mm. 某一个时间点会发生什么事情
right, 某个时间点
right,
the point.
At some point in time, at a certain time,、mm. right.
So here's for an example. At some point in time, well, as a matter of fact, just in another 3 weeks, VidTalk is going to end.
Yeah.
No!
That's true. It's okay.
We'll come up with another show.
We had a good time.
Yeah.
So at some point, VidTalk's going to end, which is precisely in 2 weeks. 所以两个礼拜之后呢，就是某个时间点，对 VidTalk 会结束。
Technically 3 weeks, right?
From this week.
From this week on?
Yeah,
three weeks.
Okay, good sentence. Mm-hmm. Okay, so these are our 5 sentences for today and our, the usages of these different phrases and sentences. Now, we want to issue you a challenge, translation challenge as always, 所以我们会给你一个翻译的挑战哦。我们这次呢，希望你用 the majority of.
The majority of.
Okay, 那我们翻译的句子是我大多数的时间都在睡觉。
Really? Really? Honestly?
No, that's just the sentence. That's just the sentence. 所以我大多数的时间都在睡觉。这个你要用 the majority of 来造句的话，你会怎么造？
So complete that sentence and put it on our webpage. It's voicetube.com/radio. That's right. And if you do, we will mention you on our show next Monday.
Right.
Okay. So what kind of responses did we get from last week's challenge?
Okay, last week 的话呢，我们上个礼拜的挑战是什么呢？我们是希望你用 hectic 这个字说这个周末很忙碌，根本没空休息。And we got a response from James.
Okay, and James.
Can you care to read us the sentence?
Yeah, here it is. James came up with this sentence. This weekend was hectic. There was no time for me to rest.
Okay, that is
great
correct.
Sentence. That is correct.
I hope it didn't really turn out that way for you, though. I hope you do have some time to rest during the weekend.所以呢，这个 this weekend was hectic. There was no time for me to rest. 对，没有时间休息。这个礼拜非常的忙碌。Mm-hmm. That was the challenge.
All right. Thank you very much. And do go to our website to vote for the video that we're going to talk about next week. Once again, our website is voicetube.com/radio. In the meantime, you can also check out Ray and me on Facebook.
Uh-huh.
Ray, he also has a very cool YouTube channel. So go to your Facebook, which is
Ray Do English with a D-U.
Yeah, 他的脸书很赞之外。His YouTube, 他的 YouTube 频道呢也很赞哦，你可以去看一下。
Yeah, come check me out.
All right, and my Facebook is JR Lee Radio, JRLEE Radio on 脸书。Do add me as a friend. I would be glad for that to happen.、
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And that's about it for today's show.
Yep.
Sadly, we have to go.
Yep.
But to look on the bright side of life, we have 2 more shows.
Yep. So we'll see you next Monday, 8 to 8:30 at the same time on ICRT on the VidTalk show.
That is right. See you guys.
See you.
本节目由 VoiceTube 制作提供。想看更多有趣影片学英文，请到 VoiceTube.com。